This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillahi, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, as we are in the 16th day of Ramadan, I wanted to share something important about the Quran. And there is one activity that we are supposed to engage with when we read the Quran. And that is known as tadabburul Quran, pondering and reflecting over the Quran. And this is mentioned in about three places of the Quran. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, addressing the disbelievers, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah Azza wa Jal addresses the disbelievers in specific, and he says, why don't they reflect and ponder over the Quran? Had it been from other than Allah, they would have found a tremendous amount of contradiction within it. So the first mention of tadabbur in the Quran was an address to the disbelievers. Allah Azza wa Jal is challenging them to find something wrong in this Quran, to find a contradiction in this Quran. The other challenge that we find when the word tadabbur comes, Allah Azza wa Jal now addresses the munafiqoon, the hypocrites. In Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal addresses the hypocrites, and he says, why don't they ponder and reflect over the Quran? Or is it the case that there are locks and seals on the heart? You see, what we learn from this is that when a person ponders and reflects over the Quran, it is a means to unlock the heart. It brings life to the heart. It revives the heart. This is what the pondering and reflecting over the Quran does. And then in Surah Sa'd, Allah Azza wa Jal now addresses the believers. He addresses the believers. What is our relationship with tadabbur al-Quran, with pondering and reflecting over the Quran? He says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Sa'd, he said, this is a book that we have revealed unto the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What for? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ, so that they ponder and reflect over its ayat. You see, the believers are supposed to reflect and ponder over each and every single ayah. And this is what you want to achieve in Ramadan and after Ramadan. And we need to master this art of tadabbur, reflecting and pondering. And this is what I want to share with you now in a few minutes. How do we do this? How do we ponder and reflect over the Quran? Listen and learn very carefully. Al-Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he said, وَمَا تَدَبُّرُ آيَاتِهِ إِلَّا بِاتِّبَاعِهِ. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he says that pondering over the ayat is to implement the ayat and follow the ayat in your life. This is how we ponder over the ayat. So when you read an ayah in the Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jal commands us to do something or to abstain and avoid something, then when we follow Allah's command, we are actually pondering over the ayah and we are reflecting over the ayah. This is incredible. I give you another example, and this is mentioned by Sheikh Farid al-Ansari, rahimahullah. He gives a beautiful explanation to tadabbur al-Qur'an, pondering over the Qur'an and reflecting over it. He says, firstly, a person should internalize when he reads the Qur'an and feel that this is Allah's word. It is coming down from Allah, who is above the arsh. And it is given to Jibreel. And Jibreel then travels with these ayat through the paradise, through the seven heavens, all the way until he reaches the earth and mounts onto the heart of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he reveals the ayat unto him. Allahu Akbar. So that's the first thing you need to do. You need to internalize that this is Allah's word that has traveled from Allah all the way until it reached Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, when you read an ayah in the Quran, let's say you read an ayah about Allah's mercy and His forgiveness. And then you paused for a moment and you began to ask Allah for His mercy and His forgiveness. This is how you ponder over the Quran. At this moment, you are doing tadabbur al-Quran. And if you read an ayah about Allah Azza wa Jal's punishment and the description of the hellfire, and you paused for a moment and you asked Allah Azza wa Jal to save you from the hellfire, and these ayat increased your fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, you are now pondering and reflecting over the ayat. Allahu Akbar. If you read an ayah about Allah's mercy and it increased your love for Allah Azza wa Jal, you are now pondering over the ayat and reflecting over the ayat. That is at-tadabbur, my brothers and sisters in Islam. When you read an ayah about as-sadaqah, about donation, when you read an ayah about donation and it motivates you, it inspires you to give a sadaqah that day or that very moment, this is what tadabbur al-Qur'an is about. This is exactly what it is. And this is why the Qur'an was revealed. Now, if you read an ayah and your tawakkul, your reliance upon Allah increases, your trust in Allah increases, your faith in Allah increases, then this is exactly what tadabbur al-Qur'an is. This is it, nothing else. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to instill within us the love for the Qur'an, especially during this month, Shahrul Qur'an. This is Ramadan, this is the month of Qur'an. If you're going to start with this relationship of at-tadabbur, now it's going to start in this month and then it carries on with you after the month of Ramadan. Read an ayah, read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah is one and He is unique in His names and attributes and in His actions and in His being. And that should increase your faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is at-tadabbur. This is exactly what reflection over the Qur'an is. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us mercy and forgiveness. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and shortcomings. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.